From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Clashes between Iranian police and anti-government protesters reportedly have left at least 4 people dead and 2 injured. A reformist website says opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi's nephew was among those killed. This report has not been confirmed. Witnesses say security forces opened fire on the demonstrators. This was one of the bloodiest confrontations since June's heavily disputed presidential election in Iran. Iran's hardline government says it had warned activists not to rally on the final day of Ashura, a religious observance for Shiite Muslims. Tension recently escalated when a maverick cleric who often criticized the Iranian establishment died about a week ago. In the U.S., the nation's head of Homeland Security says the government is investigating whether the Nigerian man charged with trying to blow up a Detroit-bound aircraft on Friday has ties to al-Qaeda. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says there's no evidence the suspect was part of a larger plot, but she declined to speculate about his claims that he got his explosives from a bomb expert associated with al-Qaeda. While the suspect was listed in a database of terrorists, Napolitano told ABC's This Week there wasn't information specific enough to bar him from flying.
The system worked. Everybody played an important role here.
Napolitano says a review of the rules that determine who goes on official watch list is underway. The 23-year-old suspect, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, is still hospitalized with burns from the failed Christmas Day attack and makes his first court appearance tomorrow. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is applauding a military raid this weekend that he says killed 3 Palestinian militants. He told cabinet ministers today that one of the militants was freed from an Israeli prison, underscoring his doubts about a proposed prisoner exchange deal with Gaza's Hamas rulers. From Jerusalem, Linda Gratstein reports.
Netanyahu's visit to Egypt comes after the Egyptian intelligence chief Omar Suleiman held talks in Israel last week. One issue on the agenda is the deal that will see Israel release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for a captured Israeli soldier. Earlier this month, there were reports that the deal was on the verge of completion, but it apparently bogged down after Israel insisted that some 100 prisoners be sent to Gaza or abroad instead of returning to their homes in the West Bank. Hamas today marked the one-year anniversary of the Israeli incursion into Gaza that left more than 1,000 Palestinians dead, but only a few hundred demonstrators turned up. There has been almost no reconstruction of Gaza since the fighting ended, as Israel refuses to allow metal or cement into Gaza, saying they could be used to build weapons. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
This is NPR. There is still no official word on the whereabouts of an American Christian missionary who crossed the border from China to North Korea on Christmas Day. He apparently was trying to hand-deliver a letter to President Kim Jong-il. Robert Park, a 28-year-old Korean-American from Tucson, tried to call attention to the tens of thousands of political prisoners believed to be jailed in North Korea. It's unclear if North Korean authorities have detained Park for illegal entry, which is punishable by up to 3 years in prison. Flooding, freezing rain, and slippery roads continue to hamper residents of the upper Midwest, including those coming back from holiday travel. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull has more.
Some rivers in southern Wisconsin and the northern hills of Iowa and Illinois have crested above flood stage. Drivers have been warned to avoid submerged roadways. Below freezing temperatures have formed ice jams on many rivers, and the National Weather Service has issued flood warnings through midweek. Parts of Iowa and Illinois may see up to 4 inches of snowfall by tonight, along with gusty winds. Meanwhile, parts of northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan could get up to 3 more inches of snow through tonight, along with gale-force winds around the Great Lakes. Due to the icy conditions, unnecessary travel is being discouraged. Motorists returning from holiday trips are being advised to slow down and stay alert to weather warnings. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.
NATO has announced an American service member was killed yesterday in a roadside bombing in Afghanistan, the second such loss for the U.S. military in 2 days. In a statement, NATO also says a joint international Afghan force killed several militants, including a Taliban commander, this weekend. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.